Join us as the New York City art community comes out to help reboot WBAI. The first annual WBAI Benefit Silent Art Auction, December the 5th at 7:30 p.m. at the Stephen Kasher Gallery, 521 West 23rd Street in Chelsea. Go to WBAIauction.org for all the details.
And you are listening to WBAI New York. The time is 7 o'clock. And nothing's happening. I'm announcing that at 7 o'clock?
You're announcing it now. Like, tell them that this is what's happening.
Well, we don't know what's happening. We know it's 7 o'clock.
Who's even noticed that they're going to shut this thing down and we don't know?
Okay, we don't know if we're going to be shut down or not. You want me to tell the listeners that? I'll tell. Okay, we don't know if we're going to lose power at 7 o'clock like the building promised without telling us in advance. Isn't that nice? So this might be the shortest off the hook ever, or it might be the longest ever if everybody else continues running out of the building like scared mice. It's like, wow, look at that. Wow. Anyway, it's 7:01 now, time for Off the Hook.
The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it.
And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Hook. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Wednesday evening. Very exciting here down at the radio station because we just found out that we might be losing power due to the continuing post-Sandy recovery, if we want to call it that. Welcome, Mike.
Hello.
It's been about a month since we heard your voice on this station.
Yeah, I've forgotten how to talk.
Rob T. Fireflies, we use my microphone since you're over here.
Good evening.
Now, what you're doing right now is you're attempting to get Skype working so that we can take phone calls, make phone calls, sound a little better than last week. We actually were able to take some phone calls last week by holding a cell phone up to the microphone. Sounded, I believe Kyle described it as Bernie sounded like he was an insect inside a jar.
and does Kyle often talk to insects inside jars?
Well, I didn't get into that so much, huh. But it was a little tinny. I'll say that. It was a little bit different than what we are used to. I'm just so nervous that the lights are going to go out any second. And what is that going to mean for our listeners?
They'll be in the dark.
Probably. All right. So now, Rob, you have installed, what have you done? Tell us.
I have signed into an account on Skype, mm-hmm. To which we forwarded our special new phone number.
Don't give it out yet.
Which I won't give out yet.
Because we need to use it first.
Okay. So we should be ready to go over there. And as soon as someone calls our special new phone number, it should come up over here. And you should be able to answer it as
normal. So we don't have to do the verification thing?
No, that was already done earlier today.
Okay, great. Is this the cue for Bernie S. to call that number? Is that what we're trying to say? Or
We could cue Bernie S. to call that number.
All right, let's have Bernie be the first person to call that number, and then we'll give the number out, because otherwise everybody else in the world will be calling that number, and then Bernie won't be able to get through.
Right? I see things moving. Is one of those things, Bernie?
What do you mean you see things moving?
A thing just popped up in the corner. It's probably a virus, but it could be Bernie.
It's Skype is a virus, isn't it?
Yeah, and it was just four letters, and I don't know what they meant.
All right.
Anyway, here we are, our second week back since the storm. We do have a lot of things to go over. We always have so many things to go over, and we never get through even a fifth of them all because so much is going on. Even if the crises weren't all around us, there's just so much information to share. Let's start with something really good, some really good news.
Is that allowed on this show?
It is. Sometimes it is.
It's been so long since I've been here, I don't remember the rules, but I thought we mostly gave bad news.
We have one good news segment allocated for this year, and it being the last week of November, we can do that now. As long as we don't have any more good news for the rest of the year, we'll be fine.
All right.
Now, the case of Richard O'Dwyer, which we've been talking about for a couple of years now. We've had Julia O'Dwyer, Richard O'Dwyer's mother, on the air a few times, Richard being the guy in England who was accused of running a website that linked to other websites that had pirated content, and he was facing extradition to the United States to face a prison term here, even though he was in his own country the whole time, and it was debatable whether or not he had even committed a crime there. Because of some bizarre extradition treaty the United States has with the UK, it was possible for him to actually get sent to this country to face charges, and it already has happened to a number of other people. But we have just found out today that will not be happening with Richard. He will not be facing U.S. extradition after all. The 24-year-old was facing charges in the U.S. on copyright infringement, but he has signed a deal. Is this Bernie coming up now?
That looks like Bernie coming up now.
Oh, no, number calling. What do I have to do? I have to click the... Well, first let me bring it up so we can hear.
Yes.
That's the noise.
Yes, that's the lovely Skype.
Why do rings sound so silly in this? Okay.
Okay.
Bernie, do you hear us?
Did we not get him in time?
I clicked the green button. Was I supposed to click the red button?
You were supposed to click the green button, but I think you might have clicked it a bit too late.
Well, I'm sorry. I wanted to hear the ring. It was kind of a bizarre ring, and I think that's something we need to... we're not connected, right?
No.
All right, well, tell Bernie to call again. Hit the redial button if he has one. And I'll keep this up. This way I'll hear it coming in if another call comes in. Anyway, so Richard O'Dwyer has signed a deferred prosecution agreement. Now, Mike, do you know anything about this, what this is?
No.
Okay. Thank you for that. Well, all right.
I didn't go to law school.
Well, no, but I thought maybe you read the article. All right. Well, he basically signed this. He has to pay a small sum of compensation. I'm not sure what that is.
Who's he compensating?
I don't know. But he has to head to the United States to do this. Now, you know, I smell trap when I see something like that. Yeah, we're not going to put you in prison. Just come on over here. We just want to talk to you for a second. Now, I don't know. I'm a little leery of that, but I think there's enough attention, and people are basically saying, yeah, this is the end of it, but he does have to come to the United States to pay this. I don't know why he has to come personally to pay it, but...
they have pens in Britain.
Yeah, they do. They do. He has to promise not to breach copyright laws in the future. Of course, that's, you know, as difficult as not jaywalking in the future. It's so easy to breach copyright laws unintentionally. And he could face prosecution again. He has to do this within 2 weeks in order to ratify the deal. That sounds like Bernie. So
that sounds exactly like Bernie.
God, yeah. I cannot get used to this. All right, I've picked up now. Bernie, can you hear us?
I can hear you now.
Wow, okay, well, there he is. Now, how come he sounds like he's on a phone? Shouldn't he sound like he's in the studio because this is Skype, or are we doing something different?
He is on a phone, I think.
Well, yeah.
I am actually on a landline calling the Skype number.
Okay. So if he was using a computer, he would sound much better. Is that
yes,
what we're
indeed.
Saying?
Skype okay. to Skype is high would quality.
I think you would. Well, do you have a computer?
I do. I could try to Skype in through. I'm not Skype in. I could try to contact you through Skype, but somebody would have to text me the Skype ID. I'm not sure if I have that.
I can do that.
Rob is going to text you the Skype ID, and then we're going to compare and see how you sound Skyping in instead. But right now what you're doing is you're calling the special number, which we still have yet to give out to our listeners, that will reach us, and we'll take...
I should actually say I'm calling a Google Voice number, which is forwarding to the Skype number.
Well, that is the Google Voice number is the one that we'll be giving out.
Right, and also I left a few voicemail messages because I kept getting voicemail. And one of the interesting things about Google voicemail is that it transcribes the spoken words of whoever is leaving a message. So we should have a lot of interesting email messages to tonight.
I should also point out that, well, you know, people should dial *67 first if they don't want their caller ID to be sent to us, unless you already have blocking, because the emails that we get will have your phone number and probably your name, too, and all sorts of other things, because Google just knows everything.
Social Security number.
I did block my outgoing caller ID when I called.
Yeah, it does say unknown phone number, so that's good.
Bernie, we know your phone number.
Yeah, we do, but the whole world doesn't have to know it. Bernie, we're talking about Richard O'Dwyer right now. Maybe you have some insight. I know you were in contact with Julia O'Dwyer earlier today. First of all, what's the reaction from her, from other people?
She's thrilled. She thinks it's great news. Obviously, they've been suffering under this legal nightmare for more than a year with her son Richard, who's in his early 20s, who was facing extradition to the United States for not even violating any laws in the UK. It's bizarre that the U.S. can reach out to other countries and charge people for violating U.S. laws. People who've never even set foot in the United States or done anything in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what was happening here. I was just looking at the extradition documents today. It's scary. The U.S. has this long, hairy arm that can just reach out and grab you with.
Well, hairy or not, it is scary. No question about that. But his website, TV Shack, was accused of linking to... I mean, he didn't even host the content himself. He was accused of linking to other sites that hosted the content, and I'm not sure whatever happened to those sites. And the crazy thing is that we're talking about TV programs, things that are available for free anyway, that were just being linked to. It's not the biggest crime in the world. Probably helped out these entities more than it hurt them. But are you in any way suspicious of someone being lured to the United States to pay some sort of compensation and being assured that, yeah, you know, you're not going to be imprisoned, you're going to be let go as soon as you pay that?
If I were in his shoes, I would be afraid this might be a trap, because as soon as you set foot, you don't even have to set foot. I mean, as soon as you get off the plane and go through customs, they could nab you
mm-hmm.
for some other, manufactured reason. So why can't he just send the small nominal fee he's supposed to charge using PayPal?
Yeah, you know, I buy stuff from the UK often, and they're happy to take my money remotely.
Not if you try to buy an MP3. Good luck with that. I don't want to get into that again. But yeah, the thing is, he is going to have to come to this country under the terms of this agreement. Now, I don't know, do you have any idea what the compensation is going to be, like what kind of money we're talking about here?
It's supposedly, reportedly, from all the news media I've seen, news media reports on this, it's a small amount. Now, you know, the Motion Picture Association of America and other big copyright holders with strong government influence have sort of different ideas on what a small amount, to them a small amount could be $1 million.
Exactly.
Because they rake in billions a year.
But we don't, anything more than that, other than somebody said it was a small amount?
No, and I asked Julia, but she can't say yet. Her son's lawyers have advised them not to have. She wanted to be on the show tonight, frankly, but she's not allowed to talk about it yet until the lawyers give her the okay. They don't want these negotiations to fall through.
Right.
But she promised she'd be happy to be on the show as soon as she's allowed to, per the lawyers. She was back on our show in March and was virtually stunning coverage she was providing on this issue.
Right, and then of course, Kyle and I visited her in England at her home, and it was the most incredible thing just seeing how into defending her son she is, and never mess with a mother. She said to us, a fact that I think we've always known. That's that there's no greater wrath to incur. So maybe they can be live in the studio. That would be awesome if they actually were able to do that as well.
We're working on that.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what I hope is that we're able to get that. What does that mean? You hear that noise, Bernie? Are you still there?
I am calling. You're hearing the sound out of my speaker.
Why are you calling
computer?
Again? You're already on the phone.
I think that's him calling via
Skype. I can mute my phone.
Oh, you're gonna
have to answer. You're gonna have to.
Okay, I answered this.
All right, I'm gonna.
There he is. Wow! Hang up your phone.
Should I mute the telephone?
Mute the phone for now, so we can decide if this is better.
Okay. Whoops, wrong thing. Here. All right, I've muted the telephone.
You do sound better. Now, can you hear me?
I can hear you great.
All right, well, then let's use this.
Excellent.
This sounds better.
Okay.
So now that we're connected, Bernie, I've just been warned again that the power is about to go out.
Okay, well, we're going to keep going until we are drained of all power here.
Hey, I have something urgent. I sent something.
All these people coming and waving at us. Why? What do you want us to do?
We'll
keep talking till there's no more power. We have so few minutes on the air. Let's at least use what we have.
Gentlemen, it's been an honor playing with you tonight.
Yeah. now,
I will get out of my pocket my flashlight so that we can walk out after the power goes out.
I survived without power for almost 2 weeks. This is nothing, folks. Nothing at all. Don't worry. I mean, it's just going to damage the equipment for us to go down with the ship.
Hey, Emmanuel.
Yes.
It might be prudent if you know the power is going to be pulled from the building.
Uh-huh.
For everybody there at the station to turn off the power switches on all the equipment there. Because when the power comes back on in the building, it's going to cause a power surge. And that's how a lot of equipment got damaged at other radio stations and places when that happened.
Right. Well, hopefully we have UPSs and things that will protect from the surge.
I wouldn't count on it. This is WBAI.
Hey, don't insult the station now.
I'm a little bit freaked out. Bernie sounds like he's here, but I can see that he's not
here.
Is
he tapping on the keyboard or something?
Oh, that tapping, that's my hard drive that's failing.
Okay, well, we don't need to know about that. Listen,
no, actually, the fan in my laptop is ticking.
Guys, assuming we only have a few seconds left, let's try and get as much information out as possible. We want to cover this fine if possible. I think between listeners and other supporters of Richard O'Dwyer, we should make it so they don't have to pay a penny to come to this country, to pay the fine, to go back, or even to have a single meal while they're here. We should be able to cover everything. We already found them a place to stay, and I think let's make this a pleasant thing. Because they've been through enough hell as it is.
New York's a pleasant city.
It is. It is. And we want them to remember it that way so that maybe they'll actually come back to this country and think good thoughts of.
Is he allowed to come back or is this like a one-time only thing?
I don't know. Listen, since I've got all this pressure on me right now, Rob, if we give out the phone number, will we be able to take calls?
We should be as long as we have power.
Uh-huh.
And I think we can do so without losing Bernie.
Okay. So let's give out the phone number. This is a phone number that we have set up ourselves. I don't know what those noises are, but it's not me. Let's give out the phone number, and hopefully we can get some phone calls coming in before the lights go out. Does anybody know when the lights are going to come back on? No one's
apparently around 2 a.m.
In the morning.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, we'll stick around for that. Why not?
You can.
Well, the phone number.
And we might be coming on live from another location.
Right.
We won't be able to get
into these airwaves and WBAI.
Why does everything happen Wednesday nights? Why is this?
So this phone number, if you want to try and call it very quickly.
It's going to be in a weird area code, too, but it's if you have any kind of phone plan, you'll be able to call it for the same price.
Okay, it is 331-223-9224, which spells 331-223-WBAI.
All right, so 331-223-WBAI is our phone number right now. Call you'll be able to reach us.
That's our phone number.
I don't know how many people can call at once, and I guess I have to hit something every time somebody calls, but we'd like someone to call just to see if it works. That would be kind of cool as well.
That would be cool.
Did we hang up on Bernie's telephone?
Here's somebody right now. Okay. And you know what? We're seeing your phone number. This is a call from New Jersey.
Telephone unknown caller. To accept, press 1.
Why is she talking to me?
Press 2.
That's strange.
I don't know who that. New Jersey,
accept,
are you there?
Press 1. To send a voicemail.
How do I press 1? It's a computer. I'm sorry, folks. We're learning as we go along here. All right, Mike is raised over to press 1. There is no keyboard, apparently. I don't know why I had the Google lady there. Okay, so let's try and get as much news out as possible.
I think the problem is we have to be quicker on the draw when answering these.
Well, you know, I'm trying to do all kinds of other things here. Maybe we need a phone answerer now on top of everything else, or a Skype answerer. I do admit, though, it does sound good. It does sound good, and this is something I think we should have had a long time ago, because...
And I think we still have Bernie on the line,
Bernie, are you still there? Well, I think you're wrong, Rob.
Ah.
Oh, that sounds like Bernie, though. No, that's somebody...
Call from unknown caller. To accept, press 1.
Is she going to say this every time? Kind of annoying.
This is kind of bad if they say someone's number on the air.
Yeah, well, she said unknown caller. I think there is a setting in Google Voice where you can get around that.
There should be.
I pressed 1. Do we have the caller?
Is there a caller here?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're in the 347 area code, are you not?
Yeah, I got the Obama phone.
Got the Obama. I don't know what that means. But okay, so this is the psychic hour you're calling now. You're in the 347 area code. And recently you were involved in a bit of a rainstorm, I believe. Maybe some wind was in your life in the last few weeks. Is that right?
Yeah, I experienced a hurricane, but I didn't really get affected because I live in a star city.
Uh-huh.
We have our own power and everything, and there was just a few trees that hit us. I was lucky enough that nothing happened.
Okay, well, I'm happy to hear that, and it's good that our listeners are able to connect to us now, and we can share stories. What is on your mind tonight? What is the reason you're calling?
Well, I'm actually in the the LaGuardia taxi lot. I'm driving a taxi, and I'm not really doing anything but listening to your show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I love the show. I'm sorry to hear that, you know, you weren't happy with BAI, but wherever you go, you know, you're still going to be followed by me, at least. Probably most people are still listening.
Well, it sounds a little scary, but I know how you mean it, and that's really cool. I love the fact that taxi drivers all throughout the area are listening to us and forcing their passengers to listen to us, too. That's the most important thing. When you get off an airplane from some godforsaken place, you want to hear WBAI more than anything else. What kind of reaction do you get? Do you ever drive around listening to our show and passengers are like, what is that?
Yeah, definitely. This show is one of the more interesting shows. It doesn't really involve too much politics, so there's no tension. And, you know, people like to hear about electronics and, you know, stuff that you talk about.
Right.
It's one of the more easier shows to put on for the passengers. No matter your political point of view, you still enjoy it, you know.
And if there are passengers out there listening to us, welcome to New York, and tip your driver well, because he obviously has good taste. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I'd call in and help you out with the phone situation.
Well, thanks.
Make sure everything's running.
Now we know it works, at least. And we don't know what happened to Bernie. He's somewhere in the stratosphere. We've lost him, but we'll get him back. And we are reestablishing communications with our listeners, which is great. And that's... we're recovering. We're getting there. For the rest of the world, this Sandy really was a punch in the gut for so many of us in so many ways. You walk around the city and it's very much unrecognizable in certain areas. Some places look like they weren't touched, but other areas, you still see the wreckage. You still see shops that are closed down maybe for a very long time. And of course, this spreads to New Jersey, Staten Island, Long Island, all over the place. So we're here for you. We're here to listen and to talk back and forth and to hopefully have some familiar voices. Rob, you've been playing with the computer for quite some time. What have you learned? Oh, and thank you for that call, by the way.
I've been logged into our Google Voice and checking that setting that just puts people through without making you accept the call. And it was already set to put people straight through, which it wasn't doing. I fiddled with it, and maybe it's working now.
Okay. All right. So do you want to take what happened to Bernie? Do you know anything about his fate?
I don't know what happened to Bernie. Uh-huh. That's an interesting cliffhanger.
You know, since everybody else has abandoned ship, well, Sydney is still here. He's out. And don't risk your life for us, please. We'll take it down with until the last watts go out. But if everybody else has left, we might be on indefinitely. And wouldn't that be a kick? You know, for once we get extra time, not cut.
We might have to stay here till 2 a.m.
I'll do that. Okay, I hear a ring coming in.
That was the previous call ending.
It took him that long to hang up? Now, how do I hang up on people? I can do that.
There's a big red button.
Yeah, I hung up on that person.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're sorry, Mr. Taxi. We didn't mean to be rude, but we do have to make way for other calls. And again, the phone number is, hang on, I can remember. It's 331-223-WBAI. That's a better number than we had before. 331-223-WBAI. Where is 331? It's in some part of the country. I don't know where. It's one of those area codes that make no sense to me. But since most everybody these days has a nationwide calling plan, it shouldn't cost you any more than calling local. I remember when regional calling was introduced, and it didn't cost any more to call 914 from the 516 area code than it did to call locally. And that was the most amazing thing. And now, of course, it's national, even global. It's incredible how the phone network has changed over the years.
Emmanuel.
Oh, Bernie, where'd you come from?
I'm back. Well, I wasn't at my end. At your end, I guess somebody reconnected my Skype. The way you have the Skype configured at your end is there's only one caller per at a time. Uh-huh. But there is a way you can conference up to 25 people on a Skype call.
Oh, I don't think we want to do that.
I think that would be crazy.
Yeah.
Remember when it was like a big deal? Like, hey, somebody's calling long distance.
Uh-huh.
It was like crazy.
I remember long distance, yeah. So now, are you saying you're a call and we can't take any more calls now?
I don't think you can take... If you accept another call, then you will automatically put me on hold unless you... I can walk you through how to conference other people in, but it may be
maybe we'll try
more than you want to
We'll try it the next time someone calls.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what? I hear a call coming in.
That's a call coming in.
Is that you, Mike? Are you testing it?
No, no.
All right, so I'm gonna hit this button, and we'll see if Bernie is there.
Ready to hit one quickly.
I got to hit one.
Call from unknown caller. To accept, press 1.
Just tell me where the one is, and I'll hit it.
Press 2.
That's why I have to click on that little touch tone.
To accept, press 1. To send a voice.
That's the silliest thing ever. Okay, yes, you're calling from the 646 area code. Is that correct? Caller? Well, they were. Is anyone there?
Nope, they're no longer there.
Okay, you know, if you're going to hang up after calling us, what's the point in that? I can't do all of this. There's too many things to click and drag. And Mike, if you can stay over here, or if somebody can stay over there and just answer the phone, because apparently it's not set up where we can just pick up something. We have to do all kinds of answering questions. All right, there's that 646 number again. Let's try it now. Okay.
Call from unknown caller.
And why does it always say unknown caller? Hello, is anybody there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Staten Island.
Okay, Staten Island. Welcome. You're on the air right now. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Not much. I just love your guys' energy, and I was just wondering. I work in the city all the time, and I was wondering if you guys need help, like glow sticks, lights. I could be there tomorrow and drop off a bunch of tools. You know, you got a bunch of listeners that's workers. We listen to the radio all the time. Mm-hmm. We're construction workers. We can help out do anything. You know, anything. We got a bunch of volunteers.
Well, actually,
you know, and I love your radio station.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, the folks in Staten Island really are the people that we should be helping with all kinds of care packages and just manpower and things like that. But we do appreciate that. We're fine right now, so don't worry about us. Okay. How did the storm affect you? Were you pretty much inconvenienced a lot?
I'm by the terrace, Richmond Terrace, a little away from the ferry, and it was pretty bad. You know, everybody on the terrace, the basements got flooded. My family went out to go help people near Midland Beach. You know, and I just helped out the neighborhood and did what I can, and it was just, you know, we didn't see too much support, but a lot of local support, so, you know, that's been helpful. People come together when tragedies happen, but
yes.
I guess the support we all are looking for, what we pay for, and our taxes don't come together.
Yeah. Well, just know that we're here for you. If, you know, there's anything that you need, if you need word to get out about anything, you know, websites, organizations, if you need people to show up someplace, this is a community radio station. That's what we're here for. So call on us anytime.
You guys are doing so wonderful informing us, keeping us in touch. We need people like you. We need more people like you and more people that will help that. And I'm young, I'm only 22, you guys are just like, just making me want to do so much more than I actually believe I can. And I believe that, you know, just helping people is the best way, and informing people of what they could do is the best thing.
Well, please come down and help us, because, yeah, we definitely need community volunteers to help out at the radio station and make our voice stronger and just be more energetic about getting the word out to people, because that's really what it's all about. It's a community effort.
Yeah, and also hold on to those glow sticks, because you never know when you'll need them for a party.
Yes, and we're due for one of those. All right. Hey, listen, thanks so much. All right, thanks. And best of luck to you and everybody down there in Staten Island. We're here to...
as well as you. Stay strong.
All right. All right. Hang on. I'll get it. Well, we're going to get Bernie back, right? He wasn't there for that.
He's on hold. And
now, is Bernie back? Bernie, are you back?
Yeah, I was actually conferenced in during that call. So this works now.
So you could have spoken up at any time.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt him. He was a really interesting caller, and I didn't want to interrupt him.
Well, the next call that comes in, please interrupt, because we want to hear how you sound with the phone and see if that interferes at all. So, you know, we're learning as this technology is put into place here. So if any good has come out of Sandy, we finally got Skype working at this place.
Yeah. Emmanuel, I just want to point out that the gentleman who was just on, he was talking about our tax dollars helping to rebuild New York,
ignoring
New Jersey,
that
Connecticut
noise.
Area.
I'm sorry, I'm ignoring that noise. Just keep talking.
Okay, our caller was just talking about our tax dollars helping to fund the restoration of all the damages in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and other areas from Sandy. Just a fraction of 1 year of the Iraq War would have paid for all this restoration. Just you know, for comparison purposes.
He did say that, or the taxi driver said that we were one of the non-political shows, or less political, and there you go, bringing politics into it.
Hey, that's a financial fiscal thing. It's not political.
No, it's a point well taken. It's hard to take you seriously, though, with that silly noise happening in the background. There's really no way to turn that off.
Is it like a ticking noise?
It's like an underwater, like, cutesy noise.
No, that's not from my end. I don't know.
No, it's somebody probably calling in at the same time. And
Yes, because it's sort of what the guy who set this up at WBII told us, if there's more than one connection, it's going to affect the audio quality.
Uh-huh. Well, the audio quality is fine. You're fine, and I think this is how we should that noise. You don't hear that noise?
Oh yeah, that's a normal Skype background noise that happens when calls come and go.
I don't like it. I don't.
I know
it's
annoying. I hear it. You know, I listen to BBC a lot, and on BBC when they have people, they're like have reports from from other countries and stuff. And the person is on Skype, you hear that broadcast over BBC, and it's annoying then, too.
I cannot believe BBC would air a noise like that. That's just...
Well, there must not be a way to get around it, or BBC would have figured it out. They have pretty good engineers.
All right, folks, that's number one priority, is how to get around that noise.
I have pressed the button that I believe turns the noise off. We'll find out the next time someone calls.
Okay, if we don't hear anything, then we'll know.
Also, I should point out that you can customize the ringtone on Skype to any WAV file you might have lying around.
Oh, that could be annoying, right? Well, how about a WAV file of silence there? That's one way to do it.
I think you might owe the estate of John Cage some royalties.
Okay. But we still haven't quite gotten the knack of getting a phone call and hitting one button to accept it and not having to hear the lady tell us to hit one.
I know you can turn that off somehow.
It should be turned off in the settings on Google Voice. I checked and it's turned off.
Except
there's a call coming in.
Okay, well, I'm going to hit the button. And where?
Where?
On the upper left side of the...
Oh, why is it up there now?
Oh, I moved it so I could turn the sounds off. But the sounds are off.
All right, sounds are off.
Unknown caller.
Yeah, but she's not.
So now you have to...
Now I got to click on the touch tone pad, and then I got to click on the one. And the one disappeared.
That means whoever it was hung up.
Well, thank you, caller. That was very useful of my efforts. Listen, let's talk about some more news, because we want to take phone calls, but we also have a limited amount of time. I think we have a limited amount of time.
We could lose the power at any moment.
Any moment.
But we haven't lost it yet.
But
we were told the power was going to go off 32 minutes ago, so we're already doing very good borrowing time.
Not complain about people being late with power cuts. all right. So there are some things we want to update people about. I think maybe some folks heard about the parade here, the Thanksgiving Day parade, where unbeknownst to many people, confidential information was being scattered amongst the crowd in the form of confetti. Parade goers in the city said they found shredded police documents mixed in with confetti. Apparently, it came from the Nassau County Police Department, and nobody seems to know how it got into confetti and scattered amongst the crowd. But there was all kinds of confidential information, including detectives' social security numbers, bank information, undercover officers' identities. Who took the time to piece these together? I mean, I just saw Argo about the Iranian hostage crisis and how supposedly little children were piecing together shredded documents to figure out who the identities of all the Americans were. But apparently, people have that skill here, and they're able to piece things together and say, "Wow, that's an undercover cop in the Thanksgiving Day confetti."
The great thing about this is how it had to be somebody totally inept doing the shredding, because they shredded the documents horizontally, which meant you could get a whole line of text on one long shredded piece of paper.
Wait, nice. Is that true?
That was according to another story I read about this.
Who? How do you even get a shredder that does that?
Well, wait. Maybe it's not their fault. Maybe the person printed it out sideways. You ever think of that?
You're saying it was like a really long thing that they printed in landscape.
Sometimes that happens.
It could be. That's sort of reasonable.
What are the odds?
Although you can buy a crust-cut shredder at Staples for like $30.
But here's the other thing. I'm always very dubious of stories like this. What would it take for somebody to simply concoct that information or have the information to start with and shred it and scatter it around and say, hey, look what I just found? I mean, how do you... Have they verified, as the Nassau County Police said, yeah, in fact, we donated all of our paper to the Thanksgiving Day parade thinking that it was safe and for no particular reason, even though they already have confetti.
It's eco-conscious. Rather than making new paper just to shred the paper you already don't want.
Uh-huh. That's some of the fun that's been going on here.
The problem is, I mean, someone somewhere got confused. Instead of a ticker tape parade, they threw a Watergate tape parade.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
We also have this late-breaking story, which I think is really kind of funny and sort of another thing I'm a bit dubious about. The website TMZ, you've heard of them, the gossip site, the headline reads, TMZ denies it wants to use drones. Now, it's kind of a weird thing to think about, but why would a gossip site be using drones? Not the kind that kills people overseas, but the kind that apparently would spy on people. And I guess now that we say that, it makes a little bit of sense because they could follow celebrities around. But celebrity gossip website TMZ denied rumors Tuesday that it had applied with the Federal Aviation Administration for permission to fly a drone. I think just planting that story in the media is great publicity for them. You know, and again, I'm suspicious as to the origins of this.
Just for the record, I also have not applied with the FAA for permission to fly a drone.
Well, yeah, but Off the Hook has, and we do intend to be flying drones all around New York City and basically spying on other drones.
People aren't going to believe you.
Well, why not? It's a good project.
Well, we would put them better to use than some sleazy gossip sites. So.
Uh-huh. Bernie, any comment? He's not there. Where'd he go?
I don't know.
He can't keep disappearing like this.
I don't see him. He used to be a big blue face, and now he isn't.
All right. Can somebody figure out what happened to Bernie? Because if he's connected via the internet, then he shouldn't be just disconnecting like that. All right. We're getting the technology down. Anyway, over the weekend, the San Francisco Chronicle reported that TMZ was seeking permission for a drone and that paparazzi are already using small drones on the Riviera to shoot photos of celebrities in otherwise hard-to-access areas. Wow, what a scary time we live in. In an announcement on its website, TMZ wrote that it is not getting in the drone business. We don't have a drone. We don't want a drone. We never applied for a drone. An FAA spokesperson confirmed that TMZ does not have permission to fly a drone and that it has no record that TMZ ever requested or inquired about. It's the silliest thing ever. So I guess we can call the FAA and
the
ask...
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently...
Currently what? The person is currently what?
I hung up on Bernie's Skype voicemail.
Okay, so you were calling him?
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe Bernie thinks he's connected to us.
Maybe Bernie is a British woman on a recording.
Yeah, we do have to iron out some of the kinks here.
I don't want to talk to a Skype voicemail. It sounds like very frightening.
Should I accept this call?
Who is it?
I don't know. Adds to the mystery. Good evening. Who are you?
This is Bernie S. calling back.
Oh, see? It pays off sometimes. Bernie, what happened to you?
I thought I was on hold, but it looks like I was still online, but you folks didn't know I was still online.
Well, we asked you if you were online, and you didn't answer.
Well, I couldn't say it. You couldn't hear me.
I know, because you weren't there.
I was here. Anyway, I finally killed my Skype session, and I called back again, and now you hear me.
All right. And the British lady said that something happened to you, but we didn't know what it was. Okay, so what have we learned so far? That if we take a phone call, you are there or you're not there?
He's not there, but we can press a button to make him be there.
Another button?
Another button.
You know, at least if we're going to be pressing all these buttons, can we move the computer monitor so I don't have to turn around to access it? That would be nice.
I think there's a button for that.
All right. Well, clearly somebody else needs to be doing all this because I'm operating a control board here and dealing with emergency situations, and we don't know if we're going to be cut at any moment. Okay, our phone number, once again, 331-223-WBAI, 331-223-WBAI. That's a cool number.
We should keep it.
If you're a listener anywhere in the world, you can call us. Of course, if you're not in the United States, you have to use country code 1 to access that. And Rob, you're over there manning the controls. Let us know if another call comes in. All right, thank you. We have other bits of news and updates and listener mail to catch up on as well. And we have a call. Go ahead, Rob. Hit the button. I think we have somebody. That's a one. Good
Hello?
Evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Tom from the Bronx here.
Tom from the Bronx. You made it.
Yeah. I'd like to say this, that English guy that's facing these charges, maybe if the British government wanted to do something good, they'd make him a temporary diplomat, give him diplomatic immunity, just so if he has to pay some bill, he can come over here and he can get out of here. They can't play games with him. Just to do it on a temporary basis. Naturally, the guy's not a diplomat, but to give him that cover. That would be nice.
Okay. Well, Bernie, do you have a comment to that? Is Bernie even there?
I think we didn't press the button to make him be there.
Okay. Tom, thanks for your call.
Okay.
All right. And we're going to try and take another call. Do we know what happened to Bernie this time, Rob?
There's Bernie again.
There's Bernie again. Where was he this time? Bernie, are you with us?
I was on hold while you took that call.
But did you hear the call?
I could not hear anything.
Okay.
Rob, you have to press the add to conference button but it's too late now, I think.
Well, all these people arriving from the elevator I see on the screen there.
There should be someone there, Didika.
Do we have another caller?
Is anyone there?
Yes.
Oh, hi, caller.
Yes.
What's on
and
your
I'm
mind?
I'm still here.
Oh, you're both here. Okay, we finally did it. Okay, caller, go ahead. What's on your mind?
All right, great. This is Alan Call from New Jersey. I'm curious as to what you guys think about this idea of like an emergency broadcasting system on the internet for like when mobile service gets messed up like it did during the storm and emergency workers can't communicate with each other because people are sending Instagram messages and checking their Facebook. You know, I wonder what you guys think about that. Like, used to interrupt your TV programming for emergencies. I know it's not exactly the same thing, but I usually wouldn't even suggest saying something like this, but I think these kind of situations force us to think about it differently.
Well, we have to look at what just happened and what didn't work. And certainly the cellular networks did not work. A lot of people were dependent on them and they disappeared. But of course, if you don't have power, if you don't have connectivity, that's not going to work much better anyway. I mean, I think having as many different systems as possible broadcasting information of one sort or another is probably the way to reach the most people. Mike, what do you think?
You'll be very happy to know, Emmanuel, I bought a radio.
You didn't have a radio before?
No, I didn't have a radio. So I bought one that, and you can crank it and solar charge it. It's all kinds of fancy things.
Radio is an amazing thing.
I lost my electricity, and then the cell networks apparently don't believe in battery backup, so I lost that. And I was like, hey, I have no communications. So I ordered this emergency radio, and everyone else in New York had the same idea. So it took like a month to arrive, but now I have it.
So let me ask the caller, what worked for you during this emergency? Were you able to get information?
Yeah, well, the only way I was able to get it was through my cell phone because everything was down. I have a portable radio in my trunk. I didn't take it out because I knew all I listened to was WBAI, and I kind of figured they were down.
So you wouldn't tune to another station.
Star Ledger went down.
Uh huh.
I mean, everything. I was looking at Twitter feeds on BBC because CNN was so slow, and even that, like, I shouldn't have been able to do that. Shouldn't we not be able to go on Facebook? Like, if emergency personnel talking to each other using their mobile services, like, the bandwidth is getting choked up by people sending pictures and stuff like that using the mobile network, and then people aren't using regular phones and stuff because they're using the mobile network. It's the only thing that's left, but it was getting clogged up because the bandwidth can't handle all that.
Well, it's going to be, Bernie, one second, but it's going to be very difficult to separate civilian traffic from quote-unquote important traffic that needs to get through. And yeah, I think that's kind of a danger because if you implement a system like that, then governments can say, you know what, we're just going to turn off all the people's ability to communicate with each other and just let them hear the authoritative voice. I think people who, first responders, they have additional methods of communicating, two-way radios, ham radios, you name it, they'll be able to do that. Yes, the cell phone network and the landline network should not be clogged up with unnecessary material, but I'm not comfortable turning it off. Bernie, go ahead.
There already is a system in place, Emmanuel, for what this guy's talking about. There's actually a couple of emergency systems that where authorities can prioritize their calls over the cellular PCS networks compared to everybody else's traffic. That's already in place. It'll be interesting to see how well that worked during this whole incident. There's also a similar system that's been in effect for many years for the landline system called GETS, the Government Emergency Telecommunication System, which also allows people to prioritize their calls. People in authority who have a GETS card to prioritize their calls over everybody else's. Now, in New Jersey, I forget where in New Jersey, I think it was the New Jersey National Guard or maybe some branch of the military brought in special equipment like trailers, it was basically a mobile cell site, allowing first responders to communicate on their cell phones where the cell phone service was down because there was no power to the cell sites. They brought in these trucks with generators and portable cell sites with a satellite link so they could use their cell phones right there. So that's an option that's not available
to us.
It's
a mobile network?
Yes.
A mobile network? That's just kind of fun.
Exactly.
But wow, I love this show. You guys are so awesome.
Well, thanks. And you know,
you ask a question like that, and you give me such great information.
And you're the first caller that can communicate with Bernie via Skype. We have never done this before, so you're talking to him. You're both on Skype, but he's in on the computer, and you're on the phone. It's working. So thanks for being a part of that.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And we're going to try and take some more calls. That call was from New Jersey. We can tell because apparently we get phone numbers. But I'd like to ask people to block their numbers, see if this is a way of overriding that. Because if you dial star 67 before you call us at 331-223-WBAI, then we shouldn't see your phone number. And if we do see your phone number, then that means that caller ID is being bypassed. And that would certainly be a shock, wouldn't it?
When Bernie called us on the telephone before, he blocked his number and it was blocked.
He did, yes. Yeah. But
maybe he has special ultra-blocking powers.
Bernie has special privileges. Speaking of Bernie, you mentioned the GET system. And that is the 710 area code. Now, what's that? That phone number is 710-NCS-GETS. Is that correct?
Emmanuel.
Well, there's only one phone number in that area code that I know of. But does anybody know what happens when you call that number or what it's for?
I know someone who has a GETS card, and he showed it to me. And I asked him, what happens when you call? He said, I've been afraid to try it, and he says he hopes he never has to use it.
Well, I would try it right now, except we don't have any actual phone lines to use, so I'm not going to try it. Should we take this unknown phone number? Okay, someone did dial star 67. Are they online? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yes, you dialed star 67, didn't you?
Yes.
Good for you. It did not come through, yep. So that's very... We have no idea where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Washington Heights. I'm John.
Hi, John.
Now we know.
I have two questions.
Yeah, now you gave us the information. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Two questions. Would it be too old school to think of an emergency situation of a pirate radio, emergency radio network?
Oh, not at all. I think that would be a great idea. That kind of thing actually happened after Katrina. There were stations, not pirate stations, but low power FM stations that were given emergency authorization. If commercial radio is not working, then you broadcast however you can, and pirate radio and a network of pirate radio stations is certainly a great way to do that.
And you can run them off of a car battery. They don't require like the kind of power that WBAI has. You could run a 10 or 20 watt low power FM station that would cover several miles radius with just a charged car battery.
Do you remember, Bernie, when we tracked down that pirate station in Queens, there was broadcasting on 90.1, which is a frequency that I have an affinity to, and I wasn't happy with the fact that they were broadcasting on that frequency. We tracked them down in Queens. They were actually broadcasting out of a church, but they were covering all five boroughs. You could get them every place, and it turned out they were only on top of a second-story building with a very small antenna, but it was getting through.
And they were using a transmitter that, because I talked to the pastor of the church that was doing that later and convinced him to move to a different frequency. He said the transmitter was only 40 watts. And as we saw, the antenna was only on top of this church that was only a couple, three stories high.
It's a lot easier than you might think to broadcast. And it's you know, these days we need voices to be talking to people, not just playing top 40 and pre-recorded programming. We need live back and forth interaction. Shall we take another phone call? Thanks for that call, by the way. Our phone number, 331-223-WBAI. That's our temporary phone number. Will that number work after our show? Should we?
I don't think so. Oh, I think there's too many moving parts for that to happen. I did find out 331 area code outside of Chicago.
Oh, okay. But we're not outside. Well, no. We're way outside Chicago. Yeah. But these days, phone numbers aren't really location specific. Couldn't we just forward it to their Skype number here or something like that? Because it's a cool number.
We could try, but
we'll try. We'll and find if, out. If other people announce the phone number, then call that. But just call whatever number they give. Do we have another call? Okay, let's take this call. Good evening. You are on Off the Hook. Speak up.
Hey, hello. Hey, how's everything working?
It seems to be working fine. Your number was blocked, and congratulations on that. So we have no idea where you're calling from. So why don't you tell us where you're calling from?
I'm out on Long Island. I'm in Port Jefferson.
Oh, wow. Port Jefferson. They were hit pretty hard.
Yeah, we sure were. I lost power for about a week here. And I'm sorry. Didn't mean to do that. It was like camping for a weekend, you know, had to do everything outside, cook, you know, all that been outside. But what I wanted to call you is that one of the other gentlemen on the show, the other host, said something about the cell phone companies don't believe in backup power. That's very false.
That was Mike.
Yeah,
Mike, explain yourself. You said that they don't believe. I agree with you, actually, because it seemed like every cell site went down.
All I know is that I have a T-Mobile, and I had to go to places with electricity to be able to use my phone, even though it was charged.
I had to, after the hurricane, I had to drive 15 miles to get a signal. Now, of course, I wasn't just doing that. I was looking at all the wreckage, and I didn't know that there was going to be a gas panic right after that. Otherwise, I wouldn't have done something so boneheaded. But it seemed like every cell site, certainly on Long Island, was down. Did you experience something different?
Very much so. Do any of you guys have Verizon phones?
I've heard tales of people who do, and I heard they did fare better.
Yeah, we sure did. Every one of the Verizon cell sites has backup batteries, which are generally good for about 8 to 10 hours. And if they don't, 70% of the network has backup generators, which each generator is actually equal to the size of what you saw on the Daily News or whatever it was that they were using for the marathon. Most of the sites have those. The switches, or net cells, whatever you want to call them, they have batteries and backup generators. T-Mobile, on the other hand, do not. And one of the main reasons a lot of the Verizon sites that went down is because the muxes that Verizon landline uses, they don't have battery backup. So without battery backup to the muck, you're not going to have any cell site. You can have all the generators you want, but if there's no, well, they don't use T1s anymore. But if you don't have any signal to the muck, you're dead in the water.
Interesting. Okay. And you do not work for Verizon, I take it.
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. I'm glad I uncovered that little bit of information. But all right. Well, I'm sure we'll have people from other phone companies calling to defend themselves. But I certainly noticed, I don't have Verizon, so I couldn't speak to that. But I did notice a surprising lack of coverage. I also noticed, I have T-Mobile, that all of a sudden my T-Mobile was being replaced by AT&T. They entered into some kind of an agreement, which was a very good thing to do, where you could roam on AT&T's network and not pay anything extra. We'll see if anyone is charged extra for that. But that's exactly how GSM can be used in a good way, by having different phone companies take over when there are gaps.
Yeah, I read that, and I tried to take advantage of that, but AT&T had no cells in my area.
Yeah, somebody has to have a signal for sure.
And the other thing is that it's not a coincidence that the landline network stayed up, because they are required by law, by the Public Service Commission and other entities, to maintain battery backup and generators and all this stuff.
Because it used to be the only way to make phone calls, and that's an important thing to have.
And the cellular companies do not have this mandate, and they, at least some of them, fight this mandate, and they come up with all kinds of excuses for why they shouldn't do it, and the result is that it goes down.
Of course,
when the power goes
that's
out.
Not to say that Verizon won't be out for weeks at a time when they get flooded in downtown Manhattan, which is the case and still. That might be what's happening to us, or it might be our internal phone system. I'm not sure where the problem is, but certainly landlines have not always worked, but for the most part they did. Now, Bernie, speaking of phone companies, I believe you got a very interesting bit of mail from your phone company. Is that right?
Oh yeah, I got this crazy crazy email message from Sprint. And by the way, I just want to mention, you said that's a great thing about GSM, that they can do that. CDMA networks are the same way. CDMA networks can, like Verizon and Sprint, they could have easily also just shared each other's networks. And what that caller from Verizon just said about muxes, muxes is telecom shorthand for multiplexers. It's a way to put a whole bunch of phone calls on a single line. But anyway, I got this email from Sprint the other day, because I use Sprint PCS. It said, and I'll quote this, ads received on mobile devices are a normal part of life.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They are a normal part. I didn't know that, because I always get enraged when I see an ad on my mobile device. But now
me too.
Sprint is telling us that this is something that we just need to accept and deal with.
Exactly, exactly. And they have legally obliged to allow people to opt out of their mobile information being sold to companies for advertising, like your geolocation, like where you are, your phone calls you make to what numbers, who knows what your mobile browsing, all that stuff. Sprint and other mobile carriers want to sell that to advertisers to target you, so they can, you know, use you as the product and sell more stuff to you. But so I opted out of all this stuff. But I just thought it was interesting that Sprint says ads to mobile devices are a normal part of life. Well, that's crazy.
Yeah. Hey, I'd like to play something, too, that I got from a phone company. My landline was all kinds of messed up throughout the hurricane. I wasn't able to access my voicemail. I wasn't able to make long-distance calls. I have some crazy company that I don't even remember the name of, but they were completely tied up by, I guess, more than 10 people making phone calls at once. So what I had to do was I had to make some long-distance calls just to make contact, at least, using AT&T, dialing 1010288, followed by the phone number. And it actually went through. A week or so later, I got a phone call from AT&T. I'm going to play that right now, this message that I got. I've masked the phone number. So the number that it references is a fictitious number. You can try to call it. You won't get anywhere. But this is the crux of what they said.
Hello, this is AT&T calling in regards to a phone number.
6319973491.
The reason for this call is that our records indicate that this number has previously placed calls over the AT&T network. However, no current account information is available. Therefore, this number has been restricted on the AT&T network until we hear back from you concerning this issue. Please call us at 1-800-662-1887. Thank you for using AT&T.
Oh, that's priceless. What that means is that they have no way of billing me. They don't know who I am. I use their network and they can't find me. So until they do find me and I pay their exorbitant casual calling rate of something like $3 a minute, I'm not allowed to do that anymore. So I think maybe I won't let them know.
Maybe they need your money to hire a human to read the message because...
I don't think any human would agree to read that message. It's just so corrupt. Folks, we're out of time, but I want to thank everybody for being patient with us and for and just for sticking around. Yeah, you know what? The lights didn't go out. Maybe that's something that we need to learn from. Write to us, oth@2600.com. The Personal Computer Show is here. They're defying the blackout as well. And we're going to try and do that all night long here at WBAI. Again, oth@2600.com is our phone number. It's our email address. We'll hopefully be back next week. We'll see. Have a good night.
Bridge. So let's get it how we live. That's why we did what we did. When I lost my city, almost lost my mind. In and out of hotels, feel like I'm doing time. Please, Mr. Officer, don't shoot. Cause I ain't eating theirs. I was stuck up on that roof. Ain't trying to make an excuse, but they running from the truth. We know they blew them levers, man, but we ain't got no proof. Whatever they do, I can't turn my back. I was born righteous, so righteous where I'm at. Send them troops home, let daddy to San Iraq. And tell FEMA we gon' need more than 10 stacks. Wherever you at, St. Bernard to the Cali, yo. One time, do it big for De Niro. H-Town all the way to the A. We appreciate the love, but my people can't stay. We the men.
Yeah. All right, WBAI New York 99.5 FM.